I just think it's funny that the morally superior liberals are so quick to be like, Trump's a felon, he's a bad guy, and all these things. Yet, you know, and they're like, no, felons should be able to vote and do all these things. They're like, unless it's Donald Trump. But George Floyd was apparently an amazing person, so.
Well, George Floyd was brutally murdered by a police officer who was convicted of brutally murdering him. And unfortunately, we saw it all on a cell phone. Otherwise, it would have probably never been reported. I can see you shaking your head there, Destiny. Do you want to say
this
something?
Happens all the time. Whenever you debate conservatives, I mean, it's happened here. I've seen it happen in other places. It'll be like, here's the standards for Republican lawmakers. And then they'll point to like people on Twitter on the other side. Like, well, what about that person? I don't remember voting for George Floyd for president or nominating him for president. The idea that that's your basis of comparison, like, oh, you've got a problem with Donald Trump. Well, what about George Floyd? It's just such a hilariously telling, I think, example.
Well, let me ask you a difficult question.
Well, he was also a criminal that overdosed, but that's another situation.
That still doesn't get him any closer to being nominated for president of the Democratic Party. I don't understand what the comparison is for.